Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The only way you can take ESPN Rochester with you is the Radio.com app. Download it today and listen to us anytime, anywhere. The sports leader, ESPN Rochester.
All right, you're back at the sports bar with Danger and Battaglia. We want to continue our conversation here on Rochester's only local sports talk show. But the Rochester Red Wings, the teams we care about most in our community, and what their future holds with the end of the affiliation with the Minnesota Twins, we bring in Red Wings PR director Nate Rowan, who's on furlough right now. Against our better judgment, Nate joins us here in the sports bar with Danger and Battaglia. Nate, how are you?
You're upset about the Monday night loss to the Vikings?
No. Don't start off the conversation with me like that, Nate. Come on now. We want to have a fun joke.
I miss you guys.
Did you not get enough of my ranting and foaming at the mouth yesterday? I mean, I feel like I got it all out of my system, and just with one passing comment, Nate just stirs it all back up again.
Your Twitter account on Monday night was fantastic.
I should apologize to everybody.
Yeah. Right. Nate, how worried should Wings fans be about keeping a AAA team here in Rochester?
I mean, I think there's always a little bit of worry. I think if you look at the current landscape of minor league baseball, there's just a number of teams that joining up with their affiliates, and some have announced their affiliations, some have not, but just makes sense geographically already. And so they're just running out of teams. You know, I think there was a rumor. There was a rumor out there, I think it started last week, that potentially Washington was looking to get into Richmond, and Richmond is the current home for the Double A Giants. There's just a lot of moving pieces, and I think what the Yankees and the Mets showed a couple weeks ago, was that affiliates are not being told if they're being dropped by their major league team. Staten Island and Trenton, who were longtime affiliates with the Yankees, found out in the press conference from Baseball America reporting, that they were being dropped as affiliates of the Yankees. And then the Mets came out in the press conference with Sandy Alderson, and Alderson announced that Binghamton, who was one of those teams that was rumored to be being eliminated, they're still going to be the AA team of the Mets. Columbia, the Fireflies, were their affiliate. They're going to be a free agent now because the Mets are no longer going to use them. They're going to add Brooklyn to the mix there as their as a single A affiliate. So, teams are finding out through the media, which is not a good thing. Definitely not. So, I think the memo that went out to major league teams last week basically was, we don't want this slowly trickling out because you're going to have a lot of upset communities about with teams that are losing their major league affiliates. So. As far as the Red Wings go, there are still some things to be worked out. But geographically, Rochester makes sense for a lot of different major league teams. I think a third of all major league teams are within a 6-hour drive or less of Rochester. There's certainly a much worse places to have your affiliate, and the fan base here in Rochester is another big reason why Rochester should be one of those destinations that teams are looking for.
Nate, Gene brought up in our last segment the idea that
geographically, a team that we forget about is just north of the border, and we kind of hosted them in a way this summer with some of their reserves spending time here at Frontier Field. It's the Blue Jays. What makes more sense if your baseball, does it make more sense to say, you know what, Rochester, we can get you a AAA affiliation here within, you know, a 6 hour or 4 hour drive, or we could say, you know what, you can be the AA affiliate for the Blue Jays and play host to, you know, their team when you have Buffalo just an hour, you know, west of you. What makes more sense to you from a business standpoint, do you think?
Well, I think that there's more money to be made at the AAA level. I think there are more league-wide and nationwide or level-wide marketing partners just because of the markets that these AAA teams are in. So that's number one. Number two is Major League Baseball has said that they can pretty much enforce whatever affiliations they want on teams. And so I think that's kind of where the confusion is right now is, you know, if Major League Baseball wants to assign the Red Wings to Double A, which I don't anticipate happening, but it still could possibly happen. There are a lot of teams that I would guess enjoy having a Double A team here, but I don't think that the conversations that I've had with people who are in the know and the reports that I read, because I, as a furloughed employee, I don't get a lot of regular updates on what's happening. For example, when we were told that the Twins were leaving, we were sent an email, the staff members that were furloughed, we were sent an email from Dan Mason just informing us that we were no longer going to be affiliated with the Twins. So it's not like I'm in regular contact with people about these discussions. But what I can say is that the way that things have slowly leaked out is not necessarily good for the rest of teams that even if they have an affiliate that they're used to, you know, doing business with. You know, Binghamton was rumored to be out. They are now in. So that means that one team that wasn't going to be eliminated now is going to have to be eliminated. There's different teams at AAA. You know, I think only a handful of teams have announced their affiliation, but one kind of out of nowhere, what I would consider out of nowhere affiliation that popped up here in the last couple of weeks or so was, it sounds like Miami is going to have their AAA affiliate in Jacksonville. Well, Jacksonville was a current AA team, so they're going to move up. It sounds like the Twins AA team from the last couple of years, Pensacola, is going to become their AA team. So there are some moving parts and some unexpected affiliations that are kind of throwing a wrench into things. It'd be one thing if we knew which teams were surviving and then it was just kind of moving the pieces around. There are still affiliates that are popping up kind of out of nowhere and catching people off guard. And I think that's probably, from my standpoint, the most concerning part is until we find out who we're affiliated with, what level we're at, it's just all speculation. And I think from Major League Baseball standpoint, they need to stop the speculation and try to get this stuff out there. And
yes.
From my understanding,
yes.
Is they're still working on it, which is part of the issue. But it doesn't do any good for tons of people to call in and email in and call in our office and speculate about the future, because until they announce what they're going to do, they can pretty much do whatever they want.
Nate Rowan, our guest here. So it's musical chairs, basically, here when it comes to AAA. So we know St. Paul is in. Somebody has to lose. We know now from that report, Jacksonville is in. Somebody has to lose. I don't want Rochester losing. So I'm going to ask you about two other AAA teams. And I'm sorry for these markets, but we don't live there. I want to ask you about Fresno, California, and Wichita, Kansas. What can you tell us about those two places, Nate, and the idea that maybe those will be the two places that will not have AAA teams coming up in 2021?
So I'll say that the Jacksonville affiliation is what makes the potential Wichita location an issue, because New Orleans had a team that was affiliated with the Miami Marlins. The team in New Orleans moved to Wichita. They built a brand new ballpark. 2020 was supposed to be their first year. They were going to be a member of the PCL. And with the Marlins moving to Jacksonville, that kind of leaves them out in the middle of nowhere. Washington was affiliated with Fresno for the last couple of years. And Fresno was rumored, I think that last fall was when all this conversation started with St. Paul possibly adding the team, and Sugar Land possibly adding the team, which is another team that we didn't talk about, but is they're going to be affiliated with Houston. So that adds, you know, another team in the mix, right? I mean, if you're adding teams, you need to subtract as many teams as you're adding. So Fresno, I think, was rumored to be a team that was going to be cut. I think they've had some struggles with attendance. Their ballpark is just not up to the standards. I think part of this whole like restructuring and stuff is Major League Baseball wants a little bit more authority in telling affiliates and Major League teams being able to tell their affiliates the type of facilities that they need to make sure that their players are ready. And I think based on what I've read is Fresno is not up to par on that sort of stuff. So they're one of the teams that's been rumored. But again, if Jacksonville joins, if St. Paul joins and Sugar Land joins, which, you know, until they announce it, I don't know how truthful all that stuff is. But if all three of them join and Fresno is the only one that drops, you're going to have teams that are currently, you know, AAA that are not going to be AAA. And I think, again, we're just speculating on all this stuff. And until Major League Baseball announces it, it's just, you know, it's a guessing game at this point.
Nate, you've been to a lot of other minor league markets, more so than Gene or I have been. So give us a comparison. How does Frontier Field compare to other markets and their ballparks?
Well, so one project that the Twins actually helped with in the last couple years was the workout area. You know, just the workout regimen that these players go through has changed so much, and the demand that they put on these guys for, you know, work before the game, after the game, that sort of thing. And the workout area at Frontier Field, just because when it was built, just that wasn't a main priority. It was a pretty small area. And so there was an area downstairs on the clubhouse level where we had a big storage room that was right on the other side of the wall that led to the clubhouse. So the Twins helped demolish that wall, and that storage area is now completely a workout area. And so I think, you know, the Red Wings and the Twins worked with the area that they had to try to improve some of those areas. And I think that's the most difficult part about this is a lot of these facilities, Frontier Field included, were built at a time when the priorities in the sport were much different than they are now. Obviously, the new facilities have an advantage because they're usually built with some of those things in mind. But in terms of space, you know, Frontier Field they're going to have to get creative if there's additional things that they want us to add here. You know, I think Dan Mason has done a great job working with the Twins in the last couple of years, trying to better some of those areas. The biggest issue with Frontier Field is there's just not a whole lot of space left for any of those additional areas. But when you look at some of these other facilities around the league, you know, we're comparing, you know, Frontier Field to Charlotte's ballpark, and Charlotte is brand new in the last, you know, couple years. They're one of the prime AAA facilities. You know, this is not a fair comparison. Not to say that Rochester needs a new ballpark by any means. I hope people aren't taking it that way, but there are needs for these players. At least the major league teams say that they need this stuff. And Frontier Field is Dan Mason has worked to try to make Frontier Field and as accessible and as accommodating as the facility possibly can behind the scenes, because those are areas as a fan, when you come to the game, you don't get to see, you know, the areas that those players are working in, but it's become a crucial part to developing players in the game.
Nate, before I ask you my next question, a little bit of breaking news here. Mets second baseman Robinson Cano tested positive. Since that is his second positive test in his career, he will be suspended for the entire 2021 season. And according to Jeff Passan, he will forfeit a $24 million salary.
Woo.
Wow. So that's, got to say, that's kind of a break for the Mets. Nate Rowan, our guest here in the sports bar. So, Nate, give us a timeline here. What's your best guess? Because what I'm guessing is, if I'm Major League Baseball and I'm going to piss off a bunch of markets, whether that's Wichita, whether that's Fresno, God forbid Rochester, if I'm going to upset somebody, It's on a Friday, right? It's on a Friday, late afternoon. Let's just do it all this at once. When do you think we receive word, just not with, you know, all this, how this plays out, but how when do you think the timeline is here, Nate?
I would hope by the end of the month, because, you know, I think the misconception that people have with baseball teams is that, you know, a lot of the work, you know, starts after the first of the year, you know, as you start to get closer to the season. In reality, most of our planning for the 2021 season, in this case, would have been done, you know, already. We'd be selling, getting ready for, you know, for Black Friday sales that include tickets. There'd be group outings that we're reaching out to people about. You know, it's one of those things where you can't sell tickets or you can't offer anybody any sort of sponsorship opportunities with the team if you don't have a schedule, or you don't even know what the league's going to look like. You don't even know however many number teams are going to be in there. You know, their concern is obviously the major league teams and making sure they get taken care of. That much has come out for sure in this whole fiasco. But if they're going to take over running the minor league situation, you know, the teams can't just throw this stuff together in a month or 2 months and go. You know, the product that people see when they come to Frontier Field, whether it be the promotions or the celebrity appearances that we have, or, you know, some of the different things that we do around the ballpark, I mean, that takes months of planning. And it's not unique to baseball. I mean, you know, the Amerks here in town are the same way. You know, this isn't something where a month before the season starts, you can throw everything together and just go. There's a bunch of planning that needed to be taking place. So until the teams are set in the league, there can't possibly be a schedule put out. And until they know which teams are in which league, I don't know if they're going to have a schedule right away when they're able. So we're talking if they announce at the end of this month that the teams in the International League and the PCL, and who knows if they do a third AAA league, I hope they don't, but I guess it's possible. You're going to have time. You have to take time. Schedules take time to put together, especially with teams that are moving and visions that possibly may change. You know, this is looking like we may not see a schedule until, you know, mid-December or even after the first of the year, which, again, we'd already have our schedule out. We'd already be booking groups. We'd already be calling sponsors, selling individual, ticket packs for like Black Friday sales and Christmas and that sort of thing. And, you know, we're really behind because we are not really able to plan for next season because we don't know what next season looks like.
Nate, could it be, you know, a scenario where we don't see baseball at Frontier Field again until the middle of next summer? I mean, could things get pushed back or postponed? I mean, there's so much uncertainty, and I know that you don't have the answer to that question, but is that a scenario that fans could brace for themselves? I mean, we all want to believe that after the first of the year, things are going to get better and that, you know, we'll get back to normal soon. And maybe we have baseball at Frontier Field in April, but is that even likely?
Oh, I don't know if I would say that it is likely. I mean, it's possible. You know, I think that there are a lot of factors. I mean, let's just say that we didn't have the issue with affiliation and the restructuring and all this stuff going on. You know, COVID presents its own unique challenges to not only sports teams, every business, right? I mean, we're talking here in our region about possibly going back to, to not no in-person dining, and, you know, non-essential businesses are not allowed to stay open and that sort of thing. And, you know, that in itself creates a massive challenge because, you know, a lot of what we do in terms of meeting with our groups, meeting with our sponsors, it's done in person. We develop personal relationships with these people. And obviously, if we're not able to meet with them, that affects how our business operates. Then you throw in the whole thing of unknown with our season being affiliated with a team and not having a schedule and all those sort of things. I mean, they just create all sorts of different challenges, and we're kind of dealing with two different things right now. And obviously, if COVID doesn't get under control, you can kiss, you know, baseball goodbye. And that's incredibly, would be incredibly disappointing given, you know, what happened last summer and how we thought, okay, one summer of this would be enough. But we're into a situation now where, We need to get this affiliation thing figured out, and then we got to get, the country's got to get the virus thing figured out, because while we, as we've seen with these different numbers, we may be okay in one area of the country and not okay in others. And if we've got teams in both of those areas, how do you navigate that? How are teams going to do it? I mean, I think, until we have a better idea of the affiliation and they start to put together the schedule, I would hope that they at least build in some sort of possibility that if we don't start on time, that we have a backup plan.
Nate, hopefully you are doing well, and hopefully we get to hang out at Frontier Field in 2021. Really appreciate the time today, bud.
You bet. Thanks for having me, guys.
Thanks, Nate. Nate Rowan, he is the Red Wings PR director. He's on furlough right now, giving us a little bit of clarity and shedding some light on the current situation with the Rochester Red Wings seeking affiliation with the Major League Ball Club.
Yeah. I want the info, but was this really necessary by Major League Baseball to blow it up and have all this uncertainty? Are they saving all that much money?
Well, they've already lost so much money. Now it's just a matter of applying the tourniquet, and hopefully you're not going to continue to hemorrhage all this money in the future. So they're going to cut costs wherever they can cut costs, right? I mean, that's the business end of it. Regionalization makes a lot of sense financially. Hope that Rochester's part of somebody's plan on a AAA level.
See, the thing that sucks here, Danger, is the fact that actually it was the Mets buying Syracuse. If they're looking for having... You cannot tell me the Syracuse baseball community is better than Rochester. No one in their right mind would say that. You can't say the Syracuse stadium is better in no way. But because Major League Baseball actually owns Syracuse now, that's the difference, and that's why I'm concerned. We don't really have I fear we don't really have a full seat at the table here in this discussion.
We've got takes on tap next, like a little game we play called I'll Drink to That. I've got a college football take and a minor league hockey take I'd like to share this afternoon.
Now imagine if, like, you could actually, you yourself as a fan, could penalize a team you don't like.
Oh.
This is a scenario I don't think the Minnesota Vikings really thought through. We will discuss this. And I'm going to give you reasons to pay attention to the NBA draft tonight. Normally, we don't talk a lot of NBA draft, but normally we don't have a lot of Rochester connections. We'll get into that.
NBA draft you'll be able to hear tonight starting at 7:30 on ESPN Rochester, by the way. It's I'll Drink to That on the way next in the sports bar with Danger and Battaglia. We know it's been a tough year for everyone. That's why you should give your loved ones the gift of self-care with a gift card from the Spa at the Del Monte. Let them unwind with signature spa treatments or visit their full-service salon with state-of-the-art hair and nail care. Hurry, because throughout November, when you purchase a gift card of $200 or more, you'll receive an additional $25 card. Purchase your gift cards at the spa or online at DelMonteSpa.com. Self-care is the spa at the Del Monte.
ESPN Rochester is excited to introduce Radio.com Rewind. Radio.com Rewind. It's your way to check out and listen to the sports bar with Danger and Battaglia. If you missed it over the past 24 hours, on-demand audio of Rochester's only local sports talk show and afternoon drive. Download the Radio.com app and select and favorite ESPN Rochester. Maybe you missed a big interview, something funny, or just want to hear the entire show. Easy to navigate. Pause and rewind any length of segment you choose or take a listen to the entire show. It's the all-new Radio.com Rewind from ESPN Rochester. Download the Radio.com app now and rewind up to 24 hours so you can catch anything you might have missed on the sports bar with Danger and Battaglia. Listen the way you want, when you want. Only from AM 950 and 95.7 FM, the sports leader, ESPN Rochester.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or
I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.